yesterday. I talked about the right entrance of Zazen. Zazen is exactly right entrance. Right entrance is not to learn something step by step, but to emulate, to imitate the ancestors' doings, Buddha's doings, exactly. Dogen Zenji's whole life was exactly to imitate, to emulate Buddha's and ancestors' doings. That is his teaching. It's not the power to imitations, but human imitation is to emulate ancestors' doings, and then you should have your own creative life. Otherwise, the imitation is merely just the imitation. That is human life. So, Dogen Zenji, anyway, his whole life, he just emulate Buddha's and ancestors' life and created his own thought and religious spirit. This is Dogen's very deep understanding and very stable, immovable practice, open to everyone, beyond sect, beyond religious denominations, beyond races, wherever you are. So his religious life is really creative, very creative, based on very deep understanding. So that's why he says right entrance. Today, I think the half of the answer three is left, so I will read. Beside the question three, I think you remember question three is it may be that Zazen as the right entrance derives from the right transmission of the Tathagata's wonderful means, or from following in the path of the patriarchs. It is truly beyond the minds of ordinary men. Though it may be so, ordinary men believe reciting sutras and nembutsu should naturally be causes affecting Satori, but to sit idly doing nothing, how can that be of help in gaining Satori? I think this question implies that we usually thought there are difference between the ordinary man and also genuine persons, genuine man or saint. I think one of the Zen students asked Zen masters during Sesshin in Japan. He says, would it be possible for me as an ordinary man to attain enlightenment? The teacher says, how coward you are. Immediately he says so. How coward you are means compare his life with saint or superiors and to practice, to start to do something is already covered because always judging himself and putting himself down, and that is really covered. You cannot go straightly. So that's why he immediately says how covered you are. So all of Buddhas, all enlightened beings, so we can do anything. And second is, the second is in this question that we always believe that just sitting is wasting time. So that is a question. So, the Dogen Zenji says, by yesterday we read in the beginning by picturing as you did a moment ago the unsurpassed great Dharma and the Samadhi of the Buddhas as sitting idly and doing nothing, you malign the great vehicle. Your illusion is indeed profound. It is like being in the middle of a great ocean and saying there is no water. Thankfully, Buddhas are already sitting serenely in Jijuyu Samadhi. Does this not constitute extensive merit? It is to be pitied that your eye is not yet opened, that your mind is still drunk. The spiritual realm of Buddhas is totally incomprehensible. It is not to be reached by the workings of the mind. Still less can it be known by a man of disbelief or inferior intelligence. Only a person of great capacities based on right faith is able to enter here. Even were a person of disbelief given teachings of it, he would find it difficult to receive them. Even on Vulture Peak, there were some the Buddha allowed to leave. If right faith arises in your mind, you should practice religious discipline and study under a master. If it doesn't arise, you should cease for a while and regret the fact of not receiving the benefits of the Dharma from the past. Besides, what do you know of the merits gained by such practices as sutra recitation and nembutsu? To think merely moving your tongue or raising your voice has the merit of Buddha work is a truly futile notion. To attempt to compare them to the Buddha Dharma makes you all the more remote from it. Moreover, the opening of sutra books should be to make clear to you that the teaching set forth by the Buddha concerning the principles of the practices for sudden and gradual enlightenment, and to assure realization if you practice according to that teaching. It shouldn't be uselessly to waste yourself in speculations and discriminations, and then to liken them to merits that will gain you enlightenment. Intending to attain the Buddha way by foolishly working your lips in incessant thousand or 10,000 Ford stations is just like pointing the thrust of your cart north when you want to go south. Or like trying to fit the square piece of wood into a round hole. To read the words unaware of the way of practice is just like reading a medical prescription and overlooking to mix the compounds for it. It will be altogether worthless. Lifting your voice in endless recitation is like the frogs in the spring fields, croaking from morning to nightfall. No less than before, without benefit. How much more difficult is it to relinquish such things for these deeply deluded by profit and fame? This because of the extreme profundity of their covetousness. Such people were to be found in ancient times. There is no reason they shouldn't be around today. They are especially pitiful. Only you must know without fail that the wondrous Dharma of the seven Buddhas can be received and maintained with its genuine essence manifested. If a practicer whose mind is in accord with enlightenment closely follows and receives the right transmission from a clear-minded master who has attained the way, there is no way for this to be known by a priest who studies only words. Therefore, you should have done with these uncertainties and illusions, negotiate the way in Zazen under the guidance of a true teacher and gain complete realization of Jijiyu Samadhi of the Buddhas. Here, Dogen Zenji criticizes very strongly, sharply, recitation, sutra recitation, or Nembutsu, very sharply, saying to think merely moving your tongue or raising your voice as the merit of Buddha work is truly futile notion. What he says, it is lifting your voice in endless recitation is like the frogs in the spring fields, croaking from morning to nightfall, no less than before, without benefit. It seems to criticize Nembutsu Pure Land School and other Buddhists. But truly, strictly speaking, it is not criticizing the existing Pure Land School or the founder of Pure Land School. But people who practice Nembutsu, chanting with sutra recitation, without devoting fully themselves to recite the name of Amitabha. That is criticized. Then those people criticize the Zen people who sat in Zazen with a chicken tail, just sitting, saying that is a wasting time. Then Dogen Zenji criticized those people who criticizing zazen, which seems too wasting time. Because they didn't understand their own practice, reciting Nembutsu. So I think the Dogen Zenji tried to wake them up how they should practice the sutra recitation or chanting the name of Amitabha. He tried to wake them up. What you are doing? Okay. How it depends on the degree, how intention they have in order to chant the name of Amitabha. They truly has to devote themselves to the chanting. Exactly. Just like a Shikantaza. But they don't do it because they don't understand the just sitting. They don't understand the just sitting. Just sitting is not just sitting. Usually people believe just sitting is totally manifestation of the Buddha's world without leaving any trace of the self-consciousness beyond time. This is Zazen, Shikantaza. But people don't understand this one. That's why those people who chant the name of Amitabha criticize the Zen student who said with wholeheartedness like this. That's why Dogen Zenji tried to wake them up. Chanting the name of Amitabha is not different from Shikantaza. Exactly the same. But if you criticize Shikantaza, you don't understand your practice. In other words, if I criticize somebody, you are stupid. Who is stupid, you know? I am stupid already. Because I see him in terms of my views. That's why first I must be stupid. And then I can see them as a stupid. But if I am generous and magnanimous, compassionate, well, I can accept them. So I cannot say stupid. So if they criticize always wasting, Zazen is exactly wasting time. It is exactly the same as his practice. His practice is exactly wasting time. That's why Dogen Zenji says here, just a croaking in the spring field, nothing else. But people understand this paragraph, always criticizing Nembutsu and Shinsuku, but I don't think Dogen Zenji criticized the Nembutsu practice of Nembutsu or the Shinsuku founded by the Shinran in Japan. Shinran himself, anyway, devoted himself to chant exactly. So Dogen's criticism is quite different from always try to wake up people who criticizing the Zen Buddhism or Shakyamuni or whoever they are. And finally he says, how much more difficult is it to relinquish such things for those deeply deluded by profit and fame? Always we are doing something together with the desire of getting the fame and profit together. And then you are excited to do something. But if there is no sense of desire with profit and fame, you don't want to do.
So if you really try to do something in order to get the profit and fame, I think you don't understand. You don't understand this kind of Buddhist practice, just sitting. That's why Dogen Zen says, how much more difficult is it to relinquish such things for these deeply devoted by profit and fame. Profit and fame means human beings always do something with desire together. To get fame, profit, or satisfying self-consciousness, always. To please the self, constantly. This, because of extreme profundity of their covetousness, this is really human beings. That's why the more organization is famous and known well, and very naturally, there are lots of temptation of a desire to get the fame and the profit and etc. So very naturally, they don't understand the real spirit of a Buddha's teaching. They believe that they understand the Buddhism, they teach the Buddhism, but completely off. But they don't see it. Such people were to be found in ancient times. There is no reason they shouldn't be around today. They are especially pitiful. That's why, anyway, be careful to practice Buddha's teaching. So, finally, what we should do? So next, he mentions that only you must know without fail that the wondrous Dhamma of the seven Buddhas can be received, maintained with its genuine essence manifested if a practitioner whose mind is in accord with enlightenment closely follows and receives the right transmission from a clear-minded master who has attained the way. Very naturally, it is necessary for us to practice under the guidance of a great teacher, because Dogen Zenji experienced very strongly, profoundly, when he met his teacher in China. So how important it was for him, for everyone. That's why he mentioned here, there is no way for this to be known by a priest who studies only words. Therefore, you should have done with these uncertainties and illusions, negotiate the way in Zazen under the guidance of a true teacher, and gain complete realization of the Jijyu Samadhi of the Buddhas. And next, question 4. The teachings of both Hokke means the schools of Lotus Sutra. The teachings of both the Hokke and Kegon schools, Kegon means Avasandaka Sutra, Kegon schools that have been transmitted in Japan to the priest, to the present time, are the ultimate of the Mahayana teaching. Need I mention teachings like that of the Shingon secret tantric school, Shingon sect, which was transmitted personally by Vairochana Buddha to Vajrasattva, and thus handed down from master to disciple without alteration, centering its exposition upon the sayings, the mind is in itself is Buddha, and this very mind attains Buddhahood. It teaches that the genuine enlightenment of the five Buddhas is attained in a single sitting without going through many kalpas of practice. It could perhaps be termed the Buddha Dhamma's utmost sublimity. In light of this, what are the advantages of the practice you now speak of, that you advance it and learn, ignoring all others? This is also pretty common questions even now most people have. If you emphasize skandhasa always without learning anything, how can we save all sentient beings? There are many beings who are stirred to death. So all we have to do is to sit down here. So many people have questions. It's ridiculous. So we should go somewhere to save somebody else. Or we should participate in peace work, etc. It is true. It is fine. But the question is, Dogen Zenji mentions in the answer, his answers. It is not discussion. It is not matter of discussion. Which of two are important? Point is, wherever you may be, how you should do it. How much your intention is there in your practice? So, before that, Shingon, need I mention teaching that of Shingon sect, he says Hokke, Lotus Sutra, which means Tendai sect, based on the teaching of Lotus Sutra, which emphasizes the all three vehicles are one. Shravaka, Pratika, and Bodhisattva all are one. Okay. No discrimination between. And that is a Hokke Tendai teaching, and then based on the teaching of Lotus Sutra, Tien Tai school established its own teaching, that is a Tendai school. And the Kegon school is based on the Avasanika Sutra, which mentions about the Vairochana Buddha, who is the center of the universe. Now all sentient beings emerges from illumination of the Vairochana Buddha. Okay, just like sometimes you can see the Lake Kafun in the morning covered with mist or fog. You cannot see the other shores. But when fog's decreasing, and then the other shore trees gradually coming up, that emerges from mist. Vairochana Buddha is not a certain creator who creates all sentient beings. No. So that's why Vairochana, all sentient beings, emerges from the illumination, the light of the Vairochana Buddha. When the Vairochana Buddha illuminates, shines its own the light. In other words, Vairochana light's illumination gives forth, and then within the illumination of his power or influence, and then all sentient beings emerges emerge from that. In other words, already all sentient beings exist. The moment when Vairochana Buddha exists. Okay? So around the Vairochana Buddha, huge universe exists. And within the universe, huge the beings exist. And then when Vairochana gives forth his light, then all sentient beings emerges from these illuminations. That just like, you know, you can see the other shore, trees, houses, you know, from decreasing the fog in the morning. So that is the Vairochana Buddha. Vairochana Buddha in the center of the universe. Okay? And also Vairochana Singon school, think Singon Tantric Buddhism was really established in Japan. And so they emphasize that the Singon school is transmitted from Vairochana Buddha to Vajrasattva. Vajrasattva and the Gyarajunas and to Kobo Kukai. Kukai, founder of the Shingon school in Japan. So his lineage, their lineage is exactly transmitted from generation to generation. That they emphasize. So that's why it is very nice Buddhism, very nice Buddhism. It teaches that genuine enlightenment of the five Buddhas is attained in a single sitting without going through many compass of practice. It could perhaps be termed the Buddha Dharma's utmost sublimity. In Singon, I think your human body, human mind, simultaneously Buddha. No discrimination between. It could perhaps be termed the Buddha Dharma, utmost sublimity. In light of this, what are the advantages of the practice you now speak of? That you advance it alone, ignoring all others. Answer 4. You should know that for a Buddhist, it is not a matter of debating the superiority or inferiority of one teaching or another, or of choosing the depth or superficiality of the teaching that matters. All we have to know is whether the practice is authentic or not, whether practice is real, sincere, or true, or not. Your practice is really devoted, really manifested fully, or not. That is the most important. So, if you see human world, to say instead of sitting on if you sit in Zazen in this world, I think most people think it is wasting time. So we should go to the somewhere to save the people who are about to be disturbed to death. That is already we are compared two things. Now, what is worse, what is important? That is really debating superiority or inferiority. What is good, which is bad. But if you think human world like this, endlessly, you have to debate it. And no answer. So what you have to do is, you should know to know who you are, what your position is, what you can do, what you cannot do. Then if you see something even slightly, just a small deal, think important point is, you should do it while reflecting upon yourself whether your practice is really sincere or devoted fully. That is Dogen Zenji mentions here. This is really compassion. It's really compassionate, okay? But usually, different denominations are always discussing about the Christianity is pretty deep and Christianity is not deep. Always discussing about teaching. But if you compare, we'll just say conference to debate and which schools are best teaching in this world, and endlessly you have to do, and also you will see no conclusions. So that's why I mentioned. I think finally what we have to do is to practice sincerely with true heart, whoever you are, whatever denomination you belong to. Or even though you don't believe any religion, or you don't belong to any religion, anyway, what you have to do is to take best care of your life with a sincere heart. And then you will really understand. And then you will understand the religion or spiritual life, even though you don't belong to. So Dogen Zenji said, talking is exactly universal to spiritual practice, the people who seek for the spiritual life or not. Men have flowed in the Buddha way, drawn by grasses and flowers and mountains and running water, holding earth, rocks, sand, and pebbles. They have grasped completely the Buddha seal. Need it be said, vast, great words are imprinted on all things in nature and are still abundant. I think we can attain enlightenment through pebbles, grasses, flowers, mountains, running waters, even the words. So, vast and great words are imprinted on all things in nature and are still abundant. But if you understand, if you deal with the words which is insuperior, well, I think you never know how important words are. So, the great opportunity to realize what the truth is, great opportunity to live up to a state of true existence. There are many opportunities. Again, many opportunities in the grasses, in flowers, mountains, running waters, everywhere. So that's why Dogen Zenji mentioned here. A single mote of dust also is enough to turn the great Dhamma wheel. I think in Tendai teachings, I think they emphasize the 3,000 words in a single thought, in a single thought at the moment. So, as in that Dogen Zenji mentions here, a single mote of dust also is enough to turn the great Dharma wheel. So because of this, the words, the mind in itself is Buddha, are but the moon in the water. The heart of sitting itself is attaining Buddha is like water's reflection in a mirror. Do not get caught up in skillful words. So word is very skillful. If you don't pay attention to them carefully, you are completely carried away. But if you pay attention to it, words gives you great opportunity to realize the true state of existence. So that's why Dogen Zenji mentioned the words, the mind in itself is Buddha, it is still shadow, it is still the moon in the water. It is nothing, it's not real moon, it is still shadow of the moon. Heart of the sitting itself is attaining Buddha is likewise a reflection in a mirror. So still, whatever you say, we are Buddha in the world. We say so in the world, but it is still shadow of the existence. So that's why do not get caught up in skillful words. Not only the words, through the practice, zazen, through the studying the Buddhism, then you experience the truth, what we are Buddha. And then immediately we believe this is, I realize the truth. We are Buddha. But it is nothing but shadow of experience. But you have to really penetrate true state of experience you have had through and through. In order to do this, I think we have to go beyond trace of experience we have had. But usually we are bogged down with experience, feelings. Feeling and experience is important for us, but real things is going beyond them. Otherwise, you are really tricked by words, experience, and feelings, etc. And finally, you are confused. Caught up in skillful words, now to advance the practice of direct realization of enlightenment, I indicate to men the wondrous way Buddhas and patriarchs have of transmitting it from one to another with intention that they should become real men of the way. This is Buddha's compassion. Buddha always mentions how to get to the other shore directly and straightly as best as you can. This is a teaching, anyway, in a word. Then we try to understand his teaching, and then if you understand his teaching, the point of his teaching, then you say, I attain enlightenment, I am Buddha, I am enlightened. But this is nothing but the shadow of a teaching. Real point, real spirit of the teaching is to let you be true men of the way, universe. Way means the universe or the truth. Freedom, based on the freedom, spirit of freedom. So that is Buddha's compassion. Buddha's compassion is nothing but the intention that they try to let the human being to be true human body and mind. That is the Buddha's teaching. Yeah, moreover, in the receiving and transmitting of the Buddha Dharma, it is absolutely necessary to take as teacher one who is stamped with realization, a word-counting scholar, will not do. For that would be like one blind man leading a troop of blind men. Well, this is always we do. That is a usual case. Even though we practice, actually, we always leading the people like this. Individually, we believe, we teach Buddhist teaching, but I don't know if it's true or not. So, not only the scholar, but also the practicer too. There are many practicers, Buddhist, not only in the United States, but also in Japan or wherever you may go. Now all students who follow the right transmission of Buddhas and Tathagatas are directed to revere the clear-sighted master who has attained way and is in accord with realization, and to maintain the Buddha Dharma. Point is to make every possible effort to maintain Buddha Dharma, truth. In other words, profound sublimity, how sublime human life is under all circumstances, not particular circumstances. That is called compassion. We have to receive it and transmit it. That is called Buddha mind or Buddha Dharma, we say. Or generally speaking, we say truth. Since this is so, the spirits of the realms of light and darkness also come to him and take refuge, enlighten our hearts as well, come to see the Dharma, means all sentient beings come to practice if you do it. Beyond sectarianism, beyond races. None are excluded from being taught the means for illuminating the mind. This is something unheard of in other teachings. Followers of Buddha should simply learn the Buddha Dharma. So, point is, Dogen's intimation again here, how important you have to see the true teacher. Okay? And under him, under full, you have to practice. Because this is an important point Dogen Zenji really experienced truly when he went to China. That's why in his works, always he mentions here and there in his works. You should also know that basically we lack nothing of highest enlightenment. Though we are forever endowed with it, since we are unable to be in complete accord with it, we have a way of giving rise to random interactions, and by chasing them as if they were real, we stumble vainly on the great way. Because of these interactions, flowers in the air of various kinds appear. Thoughts of a 12-linked chain of transmigration, or of realms of 25 forms of existence, views of three vehicles, five vehicles, Buddha, no Buddha, they are endless. You shouldn't think that learning such intellectualizations is the right path of practice in the Buddha Dharma. But when you know, when you now totally cast aside all things and single-mindedly do the thing in accordance with the Buddha seal, then beyond the realms of illusion and enlightenment, sentience and sentiments and calculations, untouched by the difference of unenlightened and enlightened. You immediately walk at ease beyond established forms and regulations and employ great enlightenment. What have those enmeshed in the traps and snares of the war of words and letters to compare to this? So, Dogen Zenji mentions, behind the words, what the Buddha or ancestors tried to tell us. Not word. Word is very skillful. Very skillful. Very tricky. So if you don't deal with properly, you are caught by. But if you really use words deeply, it really helps you so much. The point behind the words, or within the words, I think what we have to do is how to maintain Buddha seal. Buddha seal means we are already Buddha. There is nothing, lack of nothing. Lack of nothing, Dogen then says, lack nothing of highest enlightenment. Buddha, we are Buddha, is complete beyond we are perfect or not perfect. This is called Buddha. So, I think we don't understand who we are totally by our self-consciousness. We don't understand it. Self-consciousness always evaluates whether we are complete or we are incomplete, or good or bad. But we are point, which we are Buddha means that we are complete beyond this, completion or incompletion, self-consciousness. Or self-consciousness or time, beyond time. But this is, I think the, not only this is the Dogen's teaching, but I think this teaching open to anyone. Sportsmen, artists, whoever they are. Actually, they experience this, exactly. But that seems to be a little easier to experience this because their territory is a little bit limited. So-called mountains. Object is mountains. Object is rock mountains. So all we have, they have to do is to face the mountains and the climb. So very naturally, we can easily devote ourselves totally to the mountains. Then finally became adept through beyond experience of going beyond the self, time, and experiencing the fascinating the energies back and forth between mountains and climbers, which no one stops. Naturally, they can become adept of the mountaineer. But a spiritual life doesn't have any particular object, so-called mountain or art and etc. That's why you have to have an object, universe. You have to have a universe, all sentient beings as an object. That's really vast and big object. You don't know how to deal. That's why we don't know how to devote ourselves totally. How to devote ourselves to deal with all sentient beings and their life and death and experiencing that great energies and back and forth between you and the universe. We don't know. It's pretty hard. That's why most people say it is wasting time. But you can do it. How? When? Where? This is nothing eccentric. Okay. During session, I think you should be more careful to deal with your behavior. When you finish zazen, when the zazen is over, I think your action is very rough, moving to the right, to the left, very quick and rough. I think Kanda Zengi mentions that you cannot do it because you have been calmed sitting for during the sitting. So you can't move quickly. So slowly you should move. And also you shouldn't have loudly sigh or cough or blowing nose and etc. As best as you can, you should make the sound small. If you sigh always, I think it's you lose the energy because zazen is not the cause of losing your energy. The sighing you have made is cause of losing energy and also interrupting others. So even though you think it is hard, I think you shouldn't sigh loudly. It's really interrupt. And also, I think you should forget. Forget means you should throw away all things. I am qualified to become Buddhist, or I am qualified to attain enlightenment, or it's completely something else. Secondly, you should throw away anything, and then all you can do is to sit down totally. That the Buddha mentions, ancestors mentions constantly. That is simultaneously trusting you, okay? Accepting you as a Buddha. If I explain it philosophically, it is explainable, okay? According to Buddha's teaching, particularly according to theory of cause and effect. It is exactly, if you do, even the moment you become Buddha, it is exactly theoretical, very theoretical. But if I explain theoretically, you are just cheated by the understanding of intellectual Buddhist teaching. That's why without explanation, you should taste it practically. Do something with wholeheartedness. This is nothing but progress, great progress. How much progress? You cannot know, because it is Buddhist progress. The progress what you can see is not Buddhist progress. It is not to receive the truth you are Buddha. To receive you are Buddha is great progress. So, Kyosaku, actually no teaching. All you have to do is just sitting all day. But it's pretty hard for us, that's why we have a meal and you can have an opportunity to go to bathroom and to sleep and also to have lectures. But in Rinzai, if you go to Rinzai, there is, no sleep. You have to sit all night for 7 days anyway. Of course, they feed you. But no sleep. No lecture. But this is a little easier practice. But just sitting is comfortable or nothing to do, but it's pretty hard. It's really hard. But this is great medicine for us.